So there you go. It's all over. The full-time whistle has been blown by referee Sean Hurst, and Donegal have opened 22, the year 2022, with a victory at 113 to 28, a 2-point win in this Dr. McKenna opener, and it was a 16-14 result in the end in favour of Declan Boner's side. And when we look at how this game panned out at the water break, Donegal had a 1-point advantage, leading by 4-3. Four different scores in that opening 19-minute period. Connor O'Donnell, Patrick McBurdy got his first of the four, Shane O'Donnell and Michael Langan as well. And by the time we hit half-time on 39 minutes, Donegal had increased that to a 2-point advantage, leading 9-7, 9-1-4. Patrick McBurdy kicked three further points in the remaining of that opening half. Michael Langan got in on the act as well, and Patrick Mogan also scored a point just before the end. He got two in this time. But scores from a Donegal point of view were very few and far between, particularly in the opening 28 minutes. Michael Langan with a free 2 minutes into the second half, but Tony McGlenaghan's goal on the 15th minute gave Donegal an advantage of 4 points, because Down had hit two scores back to back just minutes before that, and they reduced that deficit to just a point, and Down were starting to get into the game a bit more. But Tony McGlenaghan's goal was huge for Donegal. It was well worked. Ethan O'Donnell was involved as he fisted the ball over the top of the Down defence into the path of the Inish Owen man, who put it to the right of Rory Burns, the Down goalkeeper. And that, as we said, proved to be the score for Donegal, which won them the match. And it also won the Man of the Match award for Tony McGlenaghan as well. Donegal did close out the game after Down levelled it up with three unanswered scores between the 18th and the 27th minute. A guy called Rory McCormick played a part in that, getting two of those three. Orne Murdoch then got the goal for Down, which levelled the game up. It actually put them a point up in the tie, so it did. But Donegal responded. Kieran Thompson levelled the match at 111-28. For that goal, Donegal were really caught napping in defence. They didn't deal with the danger at all. It was all a bit scrappy, but Murdoch had found the net to put Down in front. Thompson then, as we said, levelled it up, and then we had points then towards the end for Donegal, one of which came from Patter Mogan to close out this game. 113-28 was the final score. Donegal tonight using a total of 10 substitutes. You can use as many subs as you like in the Dr. McKenna Cup. And Declan Boner tonight gave game time to a lot of the young guard and handed out quite a number of first starts for Donegal and senior debuts as well. On the starting lineup, Shane O'Donnell and Charles McGuinness were handed their Donegal senior debut tonight from the whistle. But then you can factor in Keelan McColgan from Muff, Rory O'Donnell of Milford, Jamie Grant of Termon, Ryan McFadden of Termon, Mark Kern of Dunlow, and Aaron Doherty of Neve Columba also making debuts tonight as well. Orne Doherty was used on the sub bench, as was Ethan Doherty. The squad fully used tonight by Declan Boner to kick off 2022. Their next game, of course, is against Antrim next Saturday, and that is taking place in Port Glenowen in Ballymena. Martin, on reflection now in this game tonight, your thoughts on Donegal's one?
I suppose, look, at the important victory, because I feel it would be good to get a good semi-final under your belt to give more game time to a lot of them players we saw tonight. I make a reading when you were calling them out there. That's 9 debutants, I think we'll say in around that was made tonight, you know, it's a long time since we had that, and a Donegal team that played. I suppose the option of taking on all the subs makes the difference there. But it's great for them all, and for their clubs, and for their families, and everything else, to get the, you know, to wear a Donegal jersey. It's always a proud day when you wear your county jersey, and just congratulations to all them players. But you know, look at the game itself. I thought Donegal were really only at times and first gear and second gear at times, and just to go through the motion. But you'd be fair for that 28 minutes that you talked about. They only got the 1 point from free, and that was disappointing, you know, and they had plenty of possession of the ball. So look at, anyway, there was, you know, good. I thought Keelan Ward was very, very good. Tony McLennan, that we talked about, had a good game. It was good to see Owen Bann Gallagher playing. Owen McFadden ferried a good first half. Owen Bann getting that game time. Brendan McCall was solid at full back. And, you know, Michael Langan had a very good first half. You know, Patrick Mogan worked hard. I was impressed with Shane O'Donnell and Conor O'Donnell, the two of them. So it's good. You know, we've a lot of talent, a lot of good talent coming, a lot of players coming. Look at this big National League coming up, a big first game in Sligo against Mayo. That's the game you're really getting ready for. Look at it, it'll stand for us. The victory is good. Not there. Down will be happy home. The victory, the performance wasn't great, but the victory is good and everything else. So looking forward to now you have to go to play Antrim in the next game, and that gives you maybe even a better chance to play some some of the young fellas, more of the young fellas. But Antrim probably will be more difficult than Downwell, because they'll play with more, there'll be more fire in their belly and that there than Down had here the night, you know. And just feel it'll be a good enough test and good test for the young lads. But look, it's nice to start the year with a one. It's a big year for everybody. And look, we have a lot of talent, we said, coming through. We need to get the other players back and everything else. But it's looking good. We have plenty of talent anyway, you know, when we look at it. And 9 debutants are unbelievable when you say that for a county in one night.
Yeah, big night for a lot of the young guard of Donegal, the future of Donegal football tonight. Around about 9 or 10 debuts being handed out by Donegal senior team manager Declan Bonner. But next up is Antrim on Saturday at Port Glenone in Ballymena. That's Saturday week, and we'll also have coverage, of course, from that game. Before we leave you, many thanks to Martin for his co-com tonight, and also many thanks to the team at Highland Motors for their support and us bringing you coverage of tonight's Dr. McKenna Cup encounter. So as we leave you, it's ended in victory for Donegal. Full-time score here in McCool Park. Donegal 1-13, down 2-8, a 2-point win in the end.